the She's Becoming Domestic podcast, a place for modern moms to listen, laugh, learn, and love the crazy life she leads. Here's Shanasty and Brad.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome into the She's Becoming Domestic podcast. I'm Shanasty Ireland, and I am joined by my co-host and best bud, Brad Radisi, who I just had the pleasure of spending an entire week with down in Destin, Florida. And Brad, today we are going to recap that incredible week.
One great thing happened in that week, and that was we survived.
Right.
So, what a week. And you, I was getting a little worried. You were starting a little down and depressed, which I know we've all been this past week since we've parted. But let's get the energy rolling, which you brought it. And, you know, I was telling our – I had a luncheon with fellow team members at my work. And this lady was asking what we did on spring break. And I said, well, let me just tell you. And I was explaining how – what Radlins is and how it's our two families, you and I, Carrie and Jeff, and our four kids, eight together. And they're like, wow, you got, and I was like, this started 10, 11 years ago when you guys had no kids and we had three. Since then, you've caught up and now we've kind of made this our annual deal. And it's so fabulous and we just love doing it. And again, what a week. And I really wish people, I wish we had a film crew.
You know, the cool thing about it, Brad, as you mentioned, is we've been going on family vacations together at least once a year for the past 4 years. But this is, no longer than that, I guess, ever since we left Birmingham. And of course, you and I and Jeff and Carrie have done adult trips. But the really cool thing about this trip was, of course, last year our trip was canceled due to COVID, where we were supposed to go to Destin. So our kids had not seen each other in 2 years.
Since Gatlinburg in 2019.
When I was pregnant with Jude and the kids were a lot younger. I mean, kids grow up so much in 2 years. And so when we were preparing for this trip, even Jeff and I talked about, well, you know, Ryan and Kristen are so much older now. Marin's so much older. We just didn't know because there is a big age gap between my kids and your kids. And we got in the car and of course we drove, which was, oh my gosh.
Road way trip north from Columbus.
Woo. Yeah. And I remember, you know, I texted you or I called Carrie. I was texting you and I said, hey, we're on the road. We'll be lucky to make it to Nashville today because the kids just started off right off the bat. We're not even to Cincinnati. They're like, I'm hungry. Right. Are we there yet? You know, starting in. And finally, we got them to settle down, got them occupied. We like blew through Louisville. We're headed now to Nashville. And then I texted you a picture of the Corvette Museum, which of course is in Bowling Green, Kentucky. And you were like, oh man, we're going to have a beer together tonight.
Yeah, because we've made that trip. We stopped in Bowling Green on our way to your house once. And yeah, I knew it was close enough to reach Birmingham, particularly at the time you texted me. And then you guys showed up.
We showed up. I called Carrie because I was a little nervous. I know how stressful it is getting ready for a trip. And I'm like, hey, we might make it tonight. Are you cool with that? And she was just like, yep, got to go. Because she had to, you know, get everything ready, like sheets and stuff. And so we showed up. And I swear it was like the kids got out of the car and I didn't see them again for a week. They just ran off with your kids. And it was just like they didn't even skip a beat. It was really, really
cool. Yeah, I think what was really cool about this trip, which allowed all of us, particularly the adults, to take a deep breath, was a little bit of that age gap, because my girls really kind of became the caretakers for your younger children. And then, not the caretaker, that's probably a bad word, but they were able to watch over them without us having to keep an eye on them every second of the day.
Oh, I mean, I think caretaker is an appropriate word, because Jeff later told me, he's like, you know, Marin made all the meals for your kids all week.
was that a friendly reminder?
That was a, hey, Shanasty, where were you all week? No, but we had a really good time. And I tell you what, especially being a stay-at-home mom who's been homeschooling her kids. I mean, I'm not going to give the sob story here because I know a lot of people are in the same position. It was just really nice to have a couple of days where I could just be somebody else, you know, just let go and not have to be constantly mom. So it was really nice to have, especially Kristen and Marin. And Ryan, you know, hung out with Luke quite a bit.
Yeah, so, and, you know, poor Ryan, he would have done so much more, but he had just had surgery. So he was a little incapacitated and recovering. But yeah, those guys got to play a good bit of PlayStation. And, you know, you talked about stepping out and being another person for a little bit. I think we were slapped back into who we really are when we first arrived. We get to the house, we get settled, and we hear all this honking and commotion across the street. And there's a bachelorette party going on, and all the ladies are there holding a sign saying, "You honk, we drink." So Shanice and I are out there, at first just us two, like encouraging them, hooting, hollering at them. And, you know, from a distance, we still look like we're a couple of, you know, young folks that we can still party. Then all of a sudden, one child comes out. Another child comes out. All of a sudden, like, it's like The Sound of Music and all the Von Trapps are out there. There's like eight kids. You're Maria. I'm Baron. And then the honking and the hooting and hollering kind of went away from us.
It was like, wah, wah, wah.
They're like, "Guys, come over. Come on."
And then I pick up my baby.
You have a baby.
On the back. And they're like, "Oh, just kidding." Unfortunately, though, you and I chatted about if they would have, they left the very next day, but I feel like if they would have hung out for a couple of days, I think we would have gone over there at one point and hung out with them because they seemed like a really good time.
Let me tell you, because we ran into somebody, a young person at Epcot once, and I think we gave them kind of the law of the land. Those ladies would have been so much better for it if they had come over and hung out with a couple seasoned pros like us.
Well, the only thing that was really preventing us, let's be honest, it was not the Von Trapp children. It was the wall. There was this huge wall in between where we were staying and their house that at first glance we're like, "Oh, we could definitely hop that wall." And no,
we were just sizing it up. We're like, that'd be a kind of a good fall.
Right.
But, and then, you know, like you mentioned with the kids, and this is what we said on Friday or Saturday morning was, you know, a lot of times when you have these shared trips, there's that awkwardness of kid fights, right? Between two families. And then then the awkwardness comes of, well, do I discipline? Do I not? Whose side do I take? Do you automatically take the other side because you don't want to seem like you're taking, then all of a sudden, like these walls build up on your trip and it ruins it. But luckily we had none of that.
We never have any of that. I think the only perhaps scuffle was that Ryan beat Luke at putt-putt golf.
Well, let me just say the only aspect of Ryan's game where he might beat Luke is at putt-putt golf.
Yeah, that was but Luke later said that was his favorite part of the trip. Probably no surprise. But I asked Eden what her favorite part of the trip. And I will say, you know, Eden and Kevin, your son, they are exactly a year apart. Eden is a year older than Kevin. And the last time we all did a trip together, they were friends and, you know, they did things together. But this trip, they were inseparable.
Yes, they were buds on the beach, everywhere. I mean, they were, like you said, they were... It was like you said, because when they got together last time in 2019, you know, you're talking about 3 and 4, which, you know, you can hardly talk at that age. But now, they were like best buddies. In fact, I was telling you, I guess it was Saturday night or Sunday morning. Kevin was playing, I guess it's Roblox or whatever the kids play. He's like, "Look, Dad, I built a campsite. There's my chair. There's Eden's chair. And there's our place to do marshmallows." And he's like, and I was like, oh, dude, that's cool. And I had no way of like, I wanted to screenshot it, but yeah, sadly, my Roblox skills aren't as good as other skills.
It's adorable. They were just so much so that they skipped out on going shopping with the group. They skipped out on going putt-putt golfing because they just wanted to hang out together. And, you know, they on the beach, they were just two little beach bums. And Eden was just playing Moana or whatever. And they had fun. Now, another interesting thing was Adam, our son, is so obsessed with the ocean. I mean, anyone that knows Adam, he's obsessed with sharks to the point where he has been a shark every single Halloween since for the past, I mean, he's only four. He's been a shark the past three Halloweens. He told me this year he wants to be a shark again. Every single birthday is shark themed. He told me last night he wants to get new shark pajamas, but he wants them to be really scary sharks, not like the baby sharks. And so seeing him at the ocean really for the first time, because the last time we were at Destin, he was just a baby. I think he was 6 months old. That was a really neat experience too, just seeing him just, because I don't know, I feel like kids can build it up so much in their head. And then when they get to the sand and they get freaked out by the water, but all of our kids just really took to the water and the sand. And even though the water was cold,
had interesting weather down there in Destin. It was kind of a misty, cloudy, foggy time. Then we had perfect sun. But regardless, my gosh, and this is saying a lot about our friendship, to get me down to sit on the beach for 6 to 7 hours at a time is rare.
I know. I think in our last podcast, you were like, you know, Jeff and I are just going to hang out at the house, play PlayStation, have a couple margaritas, and, you know, you and Carrie have fun. But man, you were a trooper. You were down there probably almost more than Carrie
was a fun time. You know, and what really, since the beach wasn't like summer rental, you know, it was like jammed. We had a chance to bring down a speaker and play some music, and that's the lifeline. As long as I can call out music, I can sit there all day. I just love listening to music.
Speaking of that, I think that was, you know, we've been really good friends for forever now, but on this trip, you and I sat there listening to music for probably days. I don't even know how many hours passed.
Oh yeah. And all the hits. I mean, like all the hits. And so I was talking with a coworker.
Yeah.
Is this at the same luncheon? And for some reason she got on the subject of Marvel movies. Right. And I never, mm-hmm. do you watch the Marvel movies at all?
Okay. We don't, not really.
And I was wondering the thing I kept saying when it was your turn was, call it out, Cap. And that's what Iron Man says to Captain America, because Captain America is kind of the leader of the bunch.
That is true. Now, I have seen those. I have seen the
Avengers. Okay, so then you did have a little bit of frame of reference.
Yeah. And Carrie was out there with us, man. Partying, having a good time. It was just, I mean, this trip was one for the books.
And you know, we went to the ultimate restaurant tourist trap, Lulu's. And tourist trap is not being fair. It's actually a really fun place. It's really nice. But the whole group was there. They came away with so much great gear. I was looking at stuff that I was like, where did that come from?
Right. I basically handed Kristen Jeff's American Express and I said, just go have fun.
You know, that's the best time.
He's like,
that was the fun part, is when you get the happy parents and they kind of have free. And again, that's the thing about the older kids, I think, is we were so much more way relaxed.
Absolutely. Yeah. Even Jude, the baby, just he was, you know, off with the kids playing with his dominoes and having fun. And I think that was just, I don't know. It's just a nice dynamic, and it's so cool that our kids just love each other so much. And Eden has cried probably 4 or 5 times because it's over. And I'm like right there with her.
It is, and I say this term in the most young person way. Eden's quote unquote friend or boyfriend in Columbus. I don't know if you want to give his name or not.
Yeah.
Well, his name is exactly like my other son's name. So we're like, she's probably going to go back and see so-and-so. He's like, our so-and-so.
Oh.
And we're like, no, Kevin, calm down.
I know we were all playing out this scene from, what did you say? Like my best friend's wedding. Where Eden's going to get married to somebody else and Kevin's just
Kevin will stand
crying.
Up in the back. I protest.
Yeah, exactly. Or it's like the graduate at the very end where he's banging on the glass.
And then, you know, and this is something I want to apologize for. I am such a bummer on the last day of trips.
Oh, don't even get me started.
It's funny when you get there, you wake up the next day, it's like, it's only Sunday. And then it's, you know, it's only Monday. And then all of a sudden, here it is on Friday. And it's like, dang gum, where did this week go? We have to leave tomorrow.
Well, you lost an entire day.
I did. You know, and that's crazy. You know.
Brad comes into the kitchen and I don't know, I'm making the kids breakfast. The one breakfast I made and Marin didn't. And he's like, you know, it's only Wednesday, right? And I was like, no, it's definitely Thursday.
I was like, wait.
What? Yeah, but the last day is hard. I mean, it really is hard. And I think we all tried everything to get you out of it. I kept saying to you, let's just be depressed tomorrow. Let's not do this. Let's not be depressed today.
Yeah, of course.
But it is hard because you got to start thinking about packing up and cleaning and, you know, with our crew, I mean, there's 12 of us. So in a house for an entire week, it can get pretty messy. And there's just clothes everywhere and laundry everywhere. And so it's sad. And it was really hard to drive back. We made it all the way back in one day. We
got
in at 2 a.m., which is just nuts, absolutely nuts. But it's one of those things on a road trip. Like we'll say, okay, let's just try to get to this place. And then we gauge the situation with the kids and we're like, well, let's just put in one more movie. Let's just go 2 more hours down the road. And then before you know it, we're only 3 hours out and you don't want to stop
right.
When you're 3 hours out. And also on road trips, now my husband, Jeff, loves to drive at night, which is awesome because I just sleep. I just pass out. But another thing about road trips with kids, when you stop, it's just such a pain getting all the luggage out, getting them into a hotel. They can't run around and scream. They have to go straight to bed and be quiet, you know, and then you get up the next day and you got to get back in the car again. So we just kept telling them, hey, if you're really good and if we can make it, you'll sleep in your own bed tonight. And they were excited about that. But it was tempting to stop back in Birmingham on the way back, even though we'd have 8 hours.
I know.
The next
and we
day.
Were talking about that. I was like, man, I really wish they could have stopped. But I also know and I have been on that other end of waking up the next day, staring down that long drive would be no fun. And we'd be even just more depressed, honestly.
I know. As Jeff said, he's like, you know, we got to rip the Band-Aid off at some point. But the good news is we have, you know, next spring break already planned.
Oh, we have a great little schedule coming up. I mean, I know you guys have Disney coming up.
Yes, we do. That the kids still do not know about, but they're not going to listen to
this. Yeah, you'll have to embargo
anyway.
Them so on this podcast.
Oh yeah, they don't listen. Let's be honest. But we're surprising them on next week. We're actually going. This is a trip that we've had planned for 2 years as well, and we've just had to cancel, and we finally are just saying, "Hey, let's just go." Especially because we've homeschooled the kids this year, so we have the flexibility. So we are leaving for Disney and we'll be there for a good stretch of time. And then we're hopeful that the kids and all of you guys are invited, but hopefully your kids come up and visit us.
Yeah, we're looking at summer dates for a Columbus visit for sure. And then we already have an adult trip planned down to way South Florida, just us and your cousin.
Yeah, so it'll be adults only down in Naples. And I've never been to Naples. I think my parents tried to tell me I went when I was really little, but definitely do not remember. And Jeff has never been either. So we're really looking forward to that. We're going to go down for an FSU game just to watch it down there and enjoy the beach. And then I guess we'll spring break again next year. Golly,
that takes us to 2022. And then, you know, we're going to have to do something special for the fall, though, to commemorate the 10-year anniversary of Radlins, the first Dallas night.
Oh,
yeah. We'll figure that out. Maybe we'll have to have an anniversary podcast or something.
Oh, I love that. That would be so fun. But I'm glad you're recovered. Are you recovered?
I am fully recovered. Yet? I'm feeling good. I am back to exercising. I'm honestly just training for the September trip. Right. I mean, let's be honest.
That's what Jeff said this morning. He's like, you know, well, I've got X amount of months to get my
Naples, you better bring it.
You better bring it. I know. I think every morning I woke up thinking, I'm about 40% a human today. Hopefully tomorrow I'll be 60. just because the trip was just epic, first of all. And trips just wipe you out, too. I think everyone needs a vacation from the vacation.
And, you know, that was not for y'all's case, but for our case, any words of wisdom off this was, I was so happy we came back Saturday. Because we had that Sunday to just veg out and do nothing. I shot you a picture of me on the couch watching the new pirate show on Netflix. And I was like, I'm on hour 4 just sitting here.
And I was like freezing up in Ohio, just hating.
But bringing home the hardware, though.
Yeah, Luke had a golf tournament the very next day. So that's why we had to bust it back to Ohio. But we've got a lot to look forward to and a lot of podcast episodes to look forward to as well. I know you and I brainstormed a lot down in Destin and I don't know, we got a lot of good things cooking.
Absolutely. Can't wait.
All right, Brad, good chatting with you. And thank you everyone for listening. We will see you again on the She's Becoming Domestic podcast.